This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Yes, it is yet another Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're here and we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And usually a good sign that we should talk about something, because we always bring something to the table to talk to you about, is that when you and I, Mark, we do our show prep separately. You are at your house, I'm at mine. And we kind of compare notes when you come in here. And we have the same story tonight.
We do.
Which is about an unwanted kiss. But first, I want to welcome Jared County's original hometown station, or Garrett County, excuse me. Garrett is the proper pronunciation. Garrett County in Lancaster, Kentucky, WZXI 1280. Welcome aboard. They are a brand new Saturday night affiliate, and the station has been off the air for a few years, and this guy's been pouring his life savings and getting it back on the air. So happy to be on board.
It's really a labor. Radio is a labor of love.
Yeah. So welcome aboard. As we introduce you to this new program, for those of you in Lancaster, you've never heard a show probably like this before. It's open phone.
This is a show like this,
which is pretty, that's not particularly unusual, but we're also pro-liberty, which means we're not one of those Republican or Democrat talking point shows that you might hear so commonly on talk radio. So if you want to test us out, you're certainly welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. But in the news, from Inquisitor.com, 13-year-old Pikesville, Maryland boy is being charged with second-degree assault for kissing a 14-year-old girl on a dare. Police were called to the scene after the alleged assault occurred on Friday at Pikesville Middle School, where officials told the Maryland police that a 13-year-old boy had kissed the 14-year-old during school hours. The high school officials also stated the kiss was unwanted by said female student.
One gets that impression.
And was given based on a dare made by friends of the boy. He'll be charged as a juvenile in the second-degree assault charge case, and police said no one was injured in the kissing incident.
I gotta wonder who thinks that this is an appropriate punishment. I mean, it seems like this is a pretty commonplace kind of thing that goes on, except for the arrest part. Right? I mean, I'm not saying that I don't recall in my childhood, and I don't think 13 is exactly a child, but It's moving into adulthood, young adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall ever having had an incident like this, but I've had people kiss me without my permission before.
I was kissed when I was in preschool. I specifically remember a couple of the girls there would go around kissing some of the boys,
yeah.
And it was unwanted at that time. They even had a name. They were the Kissy Kissy Girls.
I think in the preschool and 13 might be a bit of a chasm there as far as
is there? I mean, we're just talking about the same act here,
sure.
Right? I mean, it's ridiculous to say that this is in any way some sort of criminal matter.
Yeah, right? it's ridiculous for it to be a criminal matter.
It's ridiculous at age 13.
It happened at school.
It's ridiculous at age 3.
It happened at school. School should be handling it as a disciplinary matter in the way that schools have handled things just like this as disciplinary matters for many, many, many years.
Up
and if
until
the school can't handle it, the school should shut down.
Yeah.
School officials? I mean, how can they call themselves officials?
Yeah, they're just cop callers at this point. They're letting the police handle their disciplinary issues, and this has been more of a common thing. That's the first time we've heard this particular example of this, but it's not as uncommon these days to have the police called on students for doing just sort of normal kid stuff at school. I remember we were reading an article about Texas where they are just handing out, I think it was Class D or Class C misdemeanors, one of the lowest classifications of misdemeanors to high school students and even middle and elementary school students on a regular basis in Texas.
In Mississippi, we saw charges of vandalism for writing on desks or carving into desks and that sort of thing. I mean, that happened all the time.
So, I mean, it's crazy, and it's not uncommon. And, of course, it's yet another reason to keep your kids out of the government school. If you want to prevent these kind of insane criminal charges from happening, then make sure your kids aren't going to government schools and try to come up with something else that they can do, like going to a private school or unschooling or homeschooling. But it does make me wonder if there's anyone in the audience tonight who actually feels like, yes, the police needed to be called in about this. This is unwanted sexual behavior.
Somebody's going to have to explain it to me in some way that I haven't yet understood it for me to get it, why you could possibly support the police being called here.
Maybe you think that this boy needs to be taught a lesson and that all these other boys need to pay attention so they don't be going around doing this anymore. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, I don't want to make it sound like this isn't a matter that should be taken seriously. It's not okay to go around and, you know, it would not be okay to go and kiss somebody who does not want it. It's not okay to whip your penis out and, you know, hit the person with that, right? Like, even though it doesn't do any damage, it's still an unwanted assault.
I mean, yes, so I get that,
right? I get that. But, you know, coming up with some sort of solution within the school certainly seems to be the, you know, go pick up some garbage at lunchtime or something like that.
It, an apology might be a place to start, too. You know, look, I just thought it was a good idea, and now, you know, in retrospect, it didn't seem like it's such a good idea.
Coerced apologies, though, I don't think are really worth anything.
No, but I think that there's I think there's a time and a place for them. They may not be worth anything for the student, but they might be worth something for the victim.
Yeah, but if it's not a real apology, then what is the point?
To make the person who was assaulted feel better?
But does it make you feel better if you don't think the person's sincere?
Well, that's, you know, it's a good opportunity for everybody to work on their acting skills.
Well, I don't appreciate that. I mean, if somebody's not really sincerely interested in apologizing, I don't think that they should be coerced into it. I think that takes all the value out of it.
The adult world is full of interactions that are not entirely voluntary and not entirely authentic. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can join us here, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and you're welcome to join us at that by calling us up at username lrn.fm. Let's go to Chris, listening to WIVC in Indianapolis. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, to some extent, I do kind of agree with the punishment for the boy.
We don't know what the punishment is yet. He's been charged with criminal assault.
Having the cops called, now maybe the charge may be a little too much, but having the cops called to maybe scare him would have been, you know, something that...
But that's what the cops do. You understand that, right? When you call the police, they're likely going to charge someone with something. That's kind of their bailiwick. That's their gig.
It's the same way as if, you know, I was a 13-year-old boy and say I went around kicking a dog or a cat that's criminal, or that's, you know, hang on just a second. I'm sorry. That's,
yes,
you know,
he's on the radio.
An animal. So I guess that could lead up to something more when they're adults. So this could
I mean, any singular disciplinary action could result in things when they get older. That's why we have these retrospectives on serial killers that are so interesting on some of these, like the History Channel and these sorts of things. But the fact is that many of the things that you'll see, say, serial killers on the History Channel do when they're young, a lot of people who do not turn out to be serial killers on the History Channel also did when they were young. So I don't know that I can agree with your logic. Another thing that concerns me is as many times...
Why take the chance?
What's that?
Why take the chance for...
You take a chance when you call the cops. Have you seen some of the stories where cops go in and taser five-year-olds or go in people's houses and shoot their dogs?
Well, I mean, now that's wrong, of course.
Well, but you're... Why take the chance?
I mean, maybe a probation.
Why do you
something.
Need to scare him? I mean, he's not a serial killer.
The principal didn't scare you, dude?
Well, I mean, you know... If it was unwanted, that is kind of a sexual assault. Granted, he's young, but he's being charged as a juvenile. I feel that it's a fair punishment, especially if it is unwanted.
You don't know what the punishment is yet. He hasn't been sentenced.
So, I mean, just a light punishment. I mean, if he is charged with something.
You consider calling the police for this to be a light punishment?
Well, if I went up and kissed a girl out on the street that didn't want it, I mean, she would call the police on me. That would
maybe.
I mean, that could very well happen. And
yeah, but shouldn't a kid get a break? I mean, shouldn't a kid, somebody who's very young, get the opportunity to not have the police
learn all social norms?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Chris, thanks for your call and thoughts, man. It's Free Talk Live. Share yours.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more. With crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, this one might be a first. A 13-year-old male has kissed a 14-year-old female at his school in Maryland. It's Pikesville Middle School, and now is being charged as a juvenile with a second-degree assault charge. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us here with your thoughts. And our last caller actually said that he thought this was a light punishment to call the police and allow the police to handle it. Just like, you know, you don't know what they're going to do when you call them, and you don't get to control it at that point. So if you want to join us here, we've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
Hopefully there won't be any, you know, any unauthorized kissing going on at the Bitcoin Investor Conference in Las Vegas, where I'm going. That's
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
So I imagine that doesn't just stay in Vegas. That's just my guess there. October the 29th and 30th, so coming up soon. Still, they have early bird tickets available, though. You go to bitcoininvestor.com. There's going to be lots of speakers, including Trace Mayer. Dr. Stephanie Murphy is going to be there. Of course, I am. Lots of Bitcoin enthusiasts. It's happening at the beautiful D Hotel, which accepts Bitcoin. So for those of you who are interested, it is going to be a great event, and you don't want to miss it. Bitcoininvestor.com. We're going to be doing the Free Talk Live from there, so come on out and check us out. Bitcoininvestor.com.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got Steve listening in Illinois to WRMN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Now, let me get this straight. There's a 13-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl.
That's correct.
The boy kissed the girl.
Yeah, that's right. It was a dare, allegedly, and the kiss was just a brief kiss. It's not clear whether it was on the cheek or the lips. That's not made clear here in the story, but either way, they're charging him with assault.
Oh, God, get a hold of the FBI.
this kid needs hard labor.
The girl is going to be traumatized for life. She's going to have to go through counseling, don't you know? I mean, this is a never-ending thing. No, actually, I just wanted to call my sister and my nephew. When he was 9, he kissed a Chaldean girl on the cheek. I don't know where Chaldeans are from, but they're of the Muslim faith, and that's very, very repulsed to that religion. And they were friends, but after that, the family picked up and moved. It was
wow.
So offensive to them. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, there's a little blown out of proportion. Like you said, the officials shouldn't be officiating. Just get them out of there.
So you agree that police being called is entirely inappropriate for this?
Inappropriate, uncalled for, unnecessary, and a waste of taxpayers' time and money. We have
no
criminals,
doubt.
Real ones to get rid of, not a 13-year-old boy going through his pubescent ages and just checking it out.
Yeah, it seems like the principal probably could have handled this. I can assure you the principals at the schools that I, or the vice principal, depending on the school I was at, would have handled this and handled it, you know, just fine. I don't see any particular reason for this. Also, I think there might be something to be said for if you make a big deal about this, it may very well be
more traumatic
yeah. for everyone involved.
I think that's absolutely true. Steve, thanks for your call and sharing your thoughts tonight. Our toll-free number for you to join us is 855-450-FREE. I mean, honestly, does it have to be traumatic? I understand that people could make it out that way, like, my God, you've been sexually assaulted. Or you could look at it a different way. You could look at it as, that's kind of a compliment. I mean, it's a rude way to compliment somebody. It's not appropriate to touch somebody in an unwanted manner. But it's not, you know, an offensive thing. It's a kiss. That's generally a thing that is positive between human beings.
Well, an unwanted kiss is not going to be that great of a thing. I'm just trying to imagine what it would be like if I was just wandering down the street and somebody decided to plant an unwanted kiss on my mouth. And, you know, I'd be like, all right, well, that could have been avoided. That would have been better if that didn't happen. But I mean, I just don't think that it would have been...
You just move on.
Right.
Move on with your day.
I just can't see me getting all bent out of shape. And I'm not imagining a woman kissing me in the lips. I'm trying to imagine some guy kissing me in the lips. Because that would be the most unwanted, right? And I happen to imagine a beard. Because that would be even more unwanted for me.
Prickly.
So, even so, I'm just like, I can't put myself in the realm where I'm thinking that, you know what, this person needs a good little bit of incarceration. That's going to fix them.
Well, yeah, of course, we've yet to see what will actually happen as a result of this. I mean, whether they're going to put him in juvie.
Didn't he get booked? I mean, we're still talking about incarceration here. If you're being taken to the jail, if you're charged with something, he's taken to the jail, he's fingerprinted, he's held in some level of confinement for some period of time before he is released to his parental units who then take care of it. I don't know. It's all so crazy to me.
It's possible he was arrested. It's not made clear.
He was arrested. Was he? Was charged.
Just because you're charged doesn't mean that you've been taken into the station. They could have written out a ticket and handed it to him.
Isn't it they call it second degree assault?
They do, yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like a ticket to me.
No, you're right. I mean, knowing it's probably a safe presumption to presume that he was taken in to the police station and booked. But we don't have that information, and there's a chance that he wasn't.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And for those that are thinking to themselves, well, he's probably never going to do it again, could we not have had another scenario here where he didn't do it again? I mean, is it possible that you don't have to turn up the volume to 11?
On the first offense.
At this point, we have no evidence that he is somehow going around kissing people and saying that it's...
not a serial kisser.
Just keep on daring me. I can't stop myself. I'm a dare maniac. Right? Like... We don't have any evidence that that's the case here.
Right. I mean, look, the typical response would usually just happen in the moment, right, where a girl might slap you for something like that.
And frankly,
you deserve it.
I don't advocate for that kind of response. However, I will not.
It's a legitimate response. It's a legitimate response to defend yourself.
It's a likely result that I would not make anyone apologize for.
Right. Let's talk to Straight Razor. He's in Texas, listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Straight Razor.
Hey, what's going on? I'm just wondering if the English teachers had enough time to write up a request for a new grant to build camps for these children.
Camps? Because, what kind of camps?
Yeah, like FEMA camps, because obviously they need to go away forever. I mean, it's just so atrocious that we need to spend gobs and gobs of government money on it, don't you know?
Well, the government money is going to be spent already. The schools of the belt and the cops are employed, so
send them to a re-education camp.
Exactly. That's what the English teachers should have been working on while the police were on their way.
Now, Straight Razor, I mean, but more seriously, you are a former law enforcement officer down there in Texas. Were you seeing any of this going on? Because we've read a story in the past. It's been a few years, but a story about Texas just charging people, different towns in Texas just charging teenagers and even elementary schoolers with Class C, I believe it was, misdemeanors there.
Well, it's going to depend on where you are. So I didn't have a large school or even really a substantial school in my area. But you also have to consider that you have the whole Jesus thing down here. So depending on where you are and how religious that area is, then you may have a different response from the individuals there.
Straight Razor, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGTHEM.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continuing continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number for you, 855-453. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. The toll-free number again, 855-453. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you care about privacy when you're on the internet, you need ProXPN. It is a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data, so your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing with their own internet connection. And that's a good thing, because that means they can't sell it to other companies, and they can't, you know, data mine about you, and they can't turn it over to the government either. So you can get started over at proxpn.com. Use code FTL50. You'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy the annual account with that code FTL50. And by the way, ProXPN does it right. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's even Linux support as well. So whatever your operating system, whatever your device, you can go and get ProXPN right now at proxpn.com. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. As we go to the phones to your calls and thoughts, a 13-year-old male is in hot water in Pikesville, Maryland, for kissing a 14-year-old girl on a dare while at school. School officials called the police rather than just dealing with it there at the school, as would have been done when pretty much all of us listening to the show were
right, because I think this is the first. So
it seems like it, but maybe you know of some sort of other awful story you want to tell us. You're welcome to do that here. 855-453. Let's talk to Ellen. She's listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hey, Ellen.
Hey. I listen to you guys every time that I'm coming up through here. It seems like you guys are on. I just love you.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. I drive this way frequently.
Are you a truck driver?
I grew up in Maryland. Yeah, I've got you I've got your program set on my radio.
Real quick, I want to say thanks for your service because folks just don't know everything they've got. They get because somebody decided to dedicate their life to your profession and bringing things to us. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, because you're right. A lot of people don't know, and this is a lot like work.
just
driving down the road. No, this is a lot like work.
Yeah, all right, well, so you got to watch out for everybody else.
So what were you calling about tonight? Go ahead, Ellen.
This 13-year-old kid. I grew up in Maryland. But this 13-year-old kid, here we have a government that has put in all these new standards of teaching and all this programming into our school, and we're not allowed to be offended by the stuff that our kids are coming home and talking to us about, but yet some minor little thing like this happens and they call the police. It is just more of the war that is going on here against, people in this country.
I wonder what the girls' opinion was about this, right? Because this could have been something where she didn't even go to the teachers or whatever. It could have been witnessed by some bureaucrat, and they could have just taken action even without her wanting them to. I mean, what would you have done? Let's say you were the 14-year-old girl and some, ugly kid came up and kissed you.
Well, I've had, that kind of thing happens in school all the time. I mean,
sure.
I've had it happen to me in school.
I can't imagine this isn't just womanhood.
That had a crush on me that came up and kissed me in high school.
What did you do?
This is just normal. Well, I was kind of embarrassed about it, but the guy became friends. I mean, we became friends. His name's George. I still remember him. I haven't seen him for years, but why make this a big deal? And it's all this, politically correctness, and you're going to start acting in a specific way. And it's so un-American that somebody is telling us how to act.
Thank you, Ellen, for your call tonight. Drive safe out there. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's cool that it happened to her and she became friends with a guy.
Yeah, I think that to some extent adulthood is about dealing with unwanted advances, right? Like, that's something we can't keep. That's something you're going to learn in life, that the fact is that there's going to be unwanted advances. Now, this advance went even further than it should have, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it went to physical before we had some conversation about, I'm just not interested, whatever that might be. But, this is an opportunity for everybody to learn kind of how to deal with these situations. And that's what school is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about learning.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, I mean, in this case, with this young lady, it does make me curious as to how he pulled this off. I mean, because if there's a guy coming up to you, and he keeps coming, he's going to get into your personal space real fast. I mean, it would be even harder to kiss a girl on the lips than it would on the cheek, right? Like, you could sneak up, I think, probably from the side, perhaps, and, successfully give somebody a peck on the cheek without them being able to react too quickly. But coming up from the front of somebody,
I don't like to speculate because you just don't know how these things.
Well, we don't know. But, I mean, look, it's going to be harder to kiss somebody on the lips than it is on the cheek.
He could have gone with the I'm going to give you a hug thing. And I think that there's a lot of pressure on people to administer hugs and receive them. I'm not saying I'm not for hugs. I am for hugs. But, ultimately, I think that it's kind of like we're so pro-hug in this society that people don't have a chance to really say, hey, you know what? I'm just not hugging today. Thanks.
Justin's on the line in Indiana. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I just have a problem with the charge on this 13-year-old boy. Sorry, this kind of peed me that they're talking about assault.
Do you think there should be a different charge, or the police should not have been called at all, or what?
I don't believe the police should have been called at all. All this talk from all these people about government stepping in where they shouldn't be. Yet the first time that something isn't perfect for somebody, they call in the government, whether it be the police, social services, or any division of it.
And, well, in this case, the government was there already because it was a government school.
Yeah. Can't get away from the government there.
But there's certain things that should be handled with at home, and especially with children, that as adults we should take care of that as our by ourselves. Respectfully, if the parents had to be involved, I could understand the school saying, hey, let's call your parents in, because you're taking away a child's right to learn how adults should respond.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Let's talk to Dan in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I was listening to your show and just saying the whole thing, yeah, why don't you move on to something else? And then my 15-year-old daughter walked into the room. And now, keep in mind, she's the fourth daughter that I've raised, and I've also raised three boys. And she said,
man,
oh, yeah, that boy is harassing her sexually. And I don't know what they did, but they needed to make it strong, because what happens is these boys grow up and they don't have any respect for women. They think this stuff is funny. And then in college, they rape the girls.
Well, now, it's a long way to go to say that somebody who kisses a girl on a dare is going to turn into a rapist. And I'm not sure that calling the police is going to dissuade that person more so than
now,
an internal school punishment.
Right. I will say that 20 years ago, you would have got an older brother to go in and kick the boy's tail. But nowadays, you can't do that, because if the boys fight, the police are called. So there is no option other than to call the police.
Well, I don't think violence is I'm glad those days are gone, if that's true, because I don't think violence is going to make this better. But you actually are calling for, you know, calling in the cops. If you want to hang on, Dan, I'd like to talk a little bit more about that. Dan in Virginia is with us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, and he says it was an appropriate response to call in the police for an unwanted kiss, because he could turn into a rapist. We need to have the police come and scare him. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
You know that in today's market, home loan payments are often less than rent payments. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute, with a few more good reasons to buy a home. First, interest rates are near historic lows. This places the real cost of purchasing a home near a 50-year low. That's not even taking into account the possible tax benefits. Second, buying builds equity. On most mortgage loans, you're paying down the principal balance with each payment. And over the last 50 years, increasing home values have typically outpaced inflation. And let's face it, home ownership isn't just about the money. It's about living the American dream, where your family is part of a community. While you own a home, you have the freedom to customize. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate MLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, MLS 134251.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. People are sharing their thoughts with us here tonight on the 13-year-old young man who kissed a girl, a 14-year-old young lady at the middle school that they attend. And he did it in an unwanted manner. It was a challenge, ostensibly a dare from his friends. And he's now being charged with second-degree assault as a juvenile. And we actually found somebody who believes that that is A-OK. And I want to continue with your calls and thoughts here in a moment. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dan listening in Virginia. Back to Dan, rather. Dan, you called in. You said that you were thinking about your teenage daughter, and you thought that, you know, back in the day, you'd have called in a brother to kick the butt of the person who kissed the young lady, but today that's not possible, and so you think it's totally okay to call the police in because he might turn into a rapist. Is that I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that pretty much what you'd said before?
No, that's not what I said. What I said was I was hoping that you would just move on to another topic, and then my 15-year-old daughter walked into the room, and she said, you don't and again, I said, I've raised daughters over the last 30 years. I've raised them, and I've seen the times change where the boys don't fight anymore. And I'd like to take you on that point also about boys not fighting. I think that's a lot of the reason that we're having this gun violence with the boys is because they're not fighting, and they don't know how to they just don't know how to get it out of their system. Now, as far as my daughter coming into the room, she said, you
what
just
is the gun violence? Before you go on with your daughter, what are you saying? There's more gun violence now? In fact, violent crime is lower than it's ever been. Isn't that true?
Not in the school system, it's not. No.
Oh, you're talking about shootings?
Yeah, I'm talking about shootings.
School
right.
Shootings, like the mass shootings kind of things?
Yeah, we're not allowing the boys to grow up and learn how to fight.
I'm pretty sure that Dylan Klebold and, what was it, Eric
those
Harris?
Those boys
from
are wacko. They're wacko. Okay.
Oh, they're wacko, but the rest of them are just, you know, deprived of fighting? I mean, this is the most ridiculous theory I've ever heard. The idea that if only boys would fight more in school, that would somehow reduce violence?
I bet you're not going to find I'm the only one that thinks that.
I'm sure there's a bunch of lunatics out there. But, you know, just because a few people believe something, or even if a lot of people believe something, doesn't mean it's true. That's a logical fallacy, sir. Argumentum ad populum, as they call it.
Well, let's put that one to rest. I want to talk about the assault charge here on this young lady. Now, you've got five daughters. Five daughters and four sons.
I've raised four daughters. Four daughters. They're all
four daughters and five sons.
No, four daughters and three sons. Okay,
and three sons.
Now,
excellent.
Would
one of your three sons have been better off if they had been charged for doing something like this? I mean, we're talking about these are criminal charges levied by the executive branch of the government. Would your sons have been? Surely they did something sort of cute, as it were, in these circumstances. Surely they did something that would have been, that could have been a charge. I know I did in school. So would they have been better off?
No, you're lucky that a big brother didn't come after you, is what you're lucky
for. I got my butt kicked in school. There's no doubt about it. I'm not saying that that I'm better off or worse off as a result. I'm not making that claim. I'm asking you specifically, would your sons have been better off with a criminal charge if they had done something that was, chargeable? The fact that there are, so many charges out there is kind of the problem in the first place.
Okay, well, can I answer you on two different ways? I'd like
Please.
To answer you the first way. Yes, because again, there's no other defense today. No, because I believe that the police are spending too much time building up charges on people so that they can get them into prison. Now, my daughter's answer was, I don't care what the authorities would have said, I would have punched the guy in the face, okay?
And I think that she would have been justified.
You think that she would have or not?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, she would have punched him in the face. Okay, but again, we're living in a different time now, unfortunately, in which things are set up. So the only choice you have, she was telling me about one of her friends that's just getting repeatedly texted, very disrespectfully, from one of her classmates in her very classroom. And she said, told her to tell the guy to leave him alone. And so then he starts, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? They've got the phones. They got everything now. And they said the level of disrespect towards the girls is a whole new level that we didn't grow up with. And the difference is that today the girls are learning to not put up with it. And I'm proud of my daughter for that.
So why do you need to bring the police in then?
Because apparently the girl is afraid to punch him in the face.
Well,
and there wasn't a big brother to go whip his tail.
So I'm thinking technology, since they're getting texted in this circumstance.
Oh, he's gone.
He dropped off. Oh, well, I didn't drop him. Since the young woman in his circumstance is getting texted, that there might be a technological solution to this problem.
Blocking.
Right. Just block the phone number, and then you don't have to worry about somebody who's doesn't understand boundaries and these sorts of things. Look, I'm a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. Crazy people, and I'm also the sales executive for this show.
Mm-hmm.
So I both sell ads, which means that I have to have my telephone number out there so people can get it, and I'm the host, which means that I probably shouldn't have my telephone number out there. You get it? That means I've got a telephone number that I can type in, this number called me? Yep, that's a crazy person. Tick, tick. And they can't call me anymore. So I would say that that's the way to go. Now, I've got this number for free from Google. It's a Google Voice number.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps this is a solution that might work for some young lady who's getting a bunch of texts from somebody who she doesn't want texts from.
There's apparently even a way to do it with your regular phone now. I
wouldn't doubt
that.
It. But
I don't know how you do it, but I've heard that with Android, I think that's possible. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So what you're pointing out there is, even though technology has made it easier to send unwanted messages to people, it also has made it easier to block those people.
Right. When people talk about cyberbullying, look, there are plenty of people that would love to share their opinion with me, and much of their opinion has to do with my opinion being crappy. And they would love to monopolize the other 21 hours out of the day that I do not do a nationally syndicated talk show. So I've had to learn how to deal with folks like this. You don't have to. It's not cyberbullying. It's just people that don't understand boundaries.
Let's go to Elaine, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Elaine.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, good. I'm sad for that little boy that they called the police. because his parents could have contacted her parents and they could have got everything worked out.
Absolutely.
And if it was an unwanted kiss and she didn't like it at all, then he needs to apologize to her. But to call the police and give that boy a criminal record at such a young age, that's horrible. That's just horrible.
Now, odds are good that he's going to have his record expunged, you know, as time goes on, because he is 13 and it is a juvenile charge. But all that said, it's horrible.
If he
gets
another charge in the next 5 years, though, that charge will be, you know, sort of counted against him.
Well, and it is also horrible to expose someone who hasn't actually really harmed anyone to the criminal justice system unnecessarily. I mean, that's the real horror of this, is that now he's going to have to go to, he might have had to go into the police station to be booked. He might have been, you know, thrown in the back of a police car. He might have been, you know, manhandled by the police, may have been ultimately sentenced to some sort of juvenile sentence. Going to court is a real stressful situation. All of this over a little kiss, and that is incredibly unjust.
It's horrible. It is horrible. Absolutely.
Thanks, Elaine.
Horrible.
Anything else you want to share with us?
Well, my son, when he was 8 years old, had a little girl that was continuously kicking him in the privates when they were out playing. And they lived in the same apartment complex we did. And he was always taught not to hit girls. So I went and talked to the mother, and she was going through a divorce. And the daughter and another kid lived with her, and the other kid lived with dad. And this girl wasn't handling it well. And I explained to her that my son had never laid a hand on her, and she had repeatedly done this over a week's time, and my son was taught not to hit girls, and I explained to her, if she does this again, Tim has my permission to forget she's a girl.
Thanks, Elaine,
because
for your call tonight.
It is
wrong.
You know, do you understand what she's saying here? She goes, yeah, and she looked at him, and she apologized, and she was just as good as gold to him the rest of the time
that point
on. With her mom.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like, you know, I don't think you should hit anyone in general, but if you need to defend yourself, it shouldn't matter if that person is a girl who's attacking you. I think that the rule that you shouldn't hit a girl, if a girl's attacking you just like a man is attacking you, you have the right to defend yourself.
I think it's when we're talking about young people, so like males, boys and girls, they're very similar physiologically, sort of the upper body strength and that sort of thing. I think once a man hits a certain, you know, once you hit a certain age and a certain size, a certain musculature, then you have to kind of figure out ways to handle women that are being violent that might not include hitting.
Thanks for the call, Elaine. I appreciate it. Well, like I said, I don't think you should generally hit anybody, Mark, but
generally,
if somebody's attacking you, you have the right to defend yourself. It doesn't matter what genitals they have between their legs.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.